Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards first. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards first. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Jones moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Bridges juggles the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Jones moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Hayes scores. Haas moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Fonseca scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of White. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Fox chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gehringer. Gehringer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gehringer. Simmons scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. Kress moves to third. It's 10-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Stone reaches second base with a double. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca is called out on strikes. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogel. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12 to nothing, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. with a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muehlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.